KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has appointed former Department of Trade and Industry Director General Alistair Reuters as Special Advisor on Investment Promotion. Reuters steps in as South Africa faces mixed investor sentiment. While there has been strong interest in manufacturing and renewables, concerns over energy instability, policy shifts and global tensions persist. Presidency spokesperson Vincent Makwenya says the government is implementing a broad range of economic reforms to make South Africa more attractive for domestic and international investors.
Dr. Reuters will advise President Ramaphosa on South Africa's continuing investment drive, which is a principal component of the seventh administration's focus on inclusive economic growth and job creation.
The Automobile Association says awareness campaigns need to be stepped up after the latest statistics on pedestrian deaths. Yesterday, Transport Minister Barbara Creecy revealed that nearly half of the 167 road fatalities recorded over the Easter period were pedestrians. That's a 6% increase compared to the same period last year. The association's Eleanor Mavimbela.
We must intensify awareness campaigns targeted at vulnerable road users and improve infrastructure and law enforcement in high-risk areas. This Easter has proven that progress is possible. Now, we must maintain this momentum. Road safety is not seasonal and must be everyone's responsibility all year round.
And moving to Gauteng, Deputy Police Minister Polly Boshielo says she had hoped that three missing police officers would be found alive. The officials had been travelling from the Free State to Limpopo for deployment when they went missing last week. The team investigating their disappearance found their bodies in the Hennops River in Centurion yesterday. A fourth body was confirmed as a member from Littleton Police Station, while a fifth remains unidentified. Boshielo's called it a devastating loss.
I'm thinking about the families, thought we'll keep them alive. The family, when they said the children were coming to work, you know, you expect your child to arrive and said, I've arrived at home, and I was praying that we'll get them. I was not ready for this.
And abroad, Swedish police have arrested a suspect in a shooting that killed three young men at a hair salon amid heightened nerves over gun violence in the nation. Yesterday's shooting took place in broad daylight, a day before a spring festival which draws more than 100,000 people to the city, many of them students. Swedish media reported that at least one of the dead had connections to organized gang crime, though police would not confirm those reports. Your top story this hour, President Cyril Ramaphosa has appointed former Department of Trade and Industry Director General Alistair Reuters as Special Advisor on Investment Promotion. For more on this and other news stories, head to ecr.co.za and click on the News and Traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.